Home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW. This is 105.7 CFW.
And you can dance.
Green and gold all season long. 105.7 CFW.
Man.
heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW.
Everybody needs a little time away, I heard her say, from each other. Even lovers need a holiday, far away from each other. It's hard for me to say I'm sorry. I just want you to stay. After all that we've been through, I will make it up to you. I promise to. And after all that's been said, just a part of me I can't let go. Couldn't stand to be kept away just for the day from your sorry. I just want you to know.
Stay informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM. CFW. CFW.
Pop names in their heads and very little.
1057 CFW.
CFW.
Live in effect, and I don't waste time on the mic with a dope rhyme. Jump to the rhythm, jump, jump to the rhythm, jump. And I'm here to combine beats and lyrics to make you shake your pants. Take a chance, come on and dance. Guys, grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your world and I'm just a squirrel, trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air, come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will fool this fool. Party people in the house, move.
Baby! dream alive. Now it makes me sad, it makes me mad at you for loving what is you. Eyes without a face, eyes without a face, eyes without a face, got no human grace. Your eyes without a face.
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
Just leave it all up to me. We could have a good time.
Are you or someone you know celebrating a birthday or anniversary? Drop us a text through the free Civic Media app. Just open up the app and find 105.7 CFW. Then listen to Mike McKay every weekday morning at 8:15 to hear them announced live on the air.
Happy birthday!
Sponsored locally by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc. Veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Some Northwest Wisconsin projects will receive funding through the Department of Natural Resources Urban Forestry Grant Program this year. The city of Ashland will receive $25,000 to implement a readiness plan for addressing the spread of the invasive emerald ash borer. The city of Menominee will also receive nearly $23,000 for the restoration of its urban tree canopy. Polk County and the city of Spooner received smaller grant awards for a hazard tree removal project and gravel bed starter tree program. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will hold a virtual public hearing next week regarding a draft rule on deer management unit boundaries. According to a press release, the public hearing will be held on Wednesday at 5 p.m. The potential rule change would reestablish habitat-based deer management units in the northern forest zone and make adjustments to other zone boundaries. The public hearing can be accessed through the DNR website, and the agency will also accept public comments on the draft rule until January 10th. A Gordon man has been charged after allegedly driving under the influence with a child in the vehicle. According to court documents, 43-year-old Randy Goodeal is facing multiple charges, including possession of methamphetamine and operating under the influence with a passenger younger than 16. Goodeal was pulled over by a Rice Lake police officer on Highway 53 after they noticed air fresheners blocking the rearview mirror and tinted taillights. The officer then allegedly found methamphetamines and marijuana during a search. A Comstock woman is facing multiple charges in Barron County after crashing her vehicle with two children in the car while allegedly driving impaired. 35-year-old Erica Shalley was charged with felony causing injury to a passenger younger than 16 while operating while intoxicated, possession of methamphetamine, and two misdemeanor charges for possession of THC and drug paraphernalia. The crash occurred on Saturday at around 7 p.m. near West Townline Road and Barron Polk Street. The two children suffered minor injuries. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A quiet night tonight, though continued cold. Mostly clear skies with lows near 5 above. Wind chill values in the single digits below zero. Plenty of sunshine on Monday. Highs near 20 degrees. More of the same on Tuesday. Perhaps a few more clouds, though, with highs again near 20. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
CFW.
80s, 90s, and more.
Might as well jump, jump.
CFW.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come home low. Just wait. Just one more night, and I'm coming on this long and winding road. I'm on my way, I'm on my way.
Home sweet home.
Tonight, tonight,
I'm on my way,
I'm on my way.
Home sweet home.
identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.